Time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
This week, Elizabeth, I thought we would talk about dizziness or vertigo, since it seems to be something that many people experience.
Yes, you're quite right, Toby. About 15 to 20% of the world's adult population actually experience dizziness every year.
So what are the most common types of dizziness then?
There are many reasons for dizziness, if you can imagine. And I always say if it's something that's happened to you, say, without any reason, then I think it's best to get a checkup with your doctor. But certainly one of the most prevalent reasons, it's a bit of a mouthful, it's called benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, or BPPV. The next prevalent is Meniere's disease. Now, BPPV is characterized, it's like an exaggerated motion sensation. It's a bit like being drunk. I'm sure you've never been drunk, Toby, or seasick. And people can actually vomit in severe attacks. It's a condition of the inner ear. And people who have this condition, they don't usually feel dizzy all the time. Severe dizziness occurs as attacks are triggered by head movements. And at rest between episodes, patients usually have few or no symptoms. However, some patients talk about a continual sensation of a foggy or cloudy outlook when they have this.
Are there any medications at all that could cause dizziness?
Yes, there are lots of examples. If you're worried about side effects of a medicine, please ask your pharmacist for help first. They can maybe identify the side effect, but also perhaps look at an alternative. I mean, many pharmacists liaise with GPs to help manage medication in the best interest of you, the patient. Now, side effects are always listed in the patient information leaflet inside the carton. They're usually graded, very common, right down to very rare. So if you take a medicine, an example would be something like carbamazepine used in epilepsy and also nerve pain. You'll see that dizziness is very common with that particular medicine.
Elizabeth, what sort of medications are given to help with dizziness then?
Prochlorperazine, that's a medicine that's recommended. Cyclozine, that's another one. Also antihistamines such as cinarazine. We also give that for travel sickness, which is obviously similar to a dizziness feeling in a patient.
Can you treat this at all by physical means?
Yes, there are experts who can manipulate a patient's head, moving the patient's head rapidly. That can relieve the symptoms.
So, Elizabeth, I suppose the best thing is to find out the cause first.
Yes, I always think that the diagnosis is absolutely essential, so that the problem can be treated correctly. And there are lots of different reasons for being dizzy. And let's find out why. Then we can treat it really, really successfully.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people might like to get in contact with you and ask for some advice, where's the best place for people to go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk, elizabeth.r at newlifehealthcare.com.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.